This is the reading for August 2nd, Proverbs 22. Being respected is more important than having great riches. To be well thought of is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor are alike in that the Lord made them all. The wise see danger ahead and avoid it, but fools keep going and get into trouble. Respecting the Lord and not being proud will bring you wealth, honor, and life. Evil people's lives are like paths covered with thorns and traps. People who guard themselves don't have such problems. Train children how to live right, and when they are old, they will not change. The rich rule over the poor, and borrowers are servants to lenders. Those who plan evil will receive trouble. Their cruel anger will come to an end. Generous people will be blessed because they share their food with the poor. Get rid of the one who makes fun of wisdom, then fighting, quarrels, and insults will stop. Whoever loves pure thoughts and kind words will have even the king as a friend. The Lord guards knowledge, but he destroys false words. The lazy person says, "There's a lion outside. I might get killed out in the street." The words of an unfaithful wife are like a deep trap. Those who make the Lord angry will get caught by them. Every child is full of foolishness, but punishment can get rid of it. Whoever gets rich by mistreating the poor and gives presents to the wealthy will become poor. Listen carefully to what wise people say. Pay attention to what I am teaching you. It will be good to keep these things in mind so that you are ready to repeat them. I am teaching them to you now so that you will put your trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you which give knowledge and good advice. I am teaching you true and reliable words so that you can give true answers to anyone who asks. Do not abuse poor people because they are poor, and do not take away the rights of the needy in court. The Lord will defend them in court and will take the life of those who take away their rights. Don't make friends with quick-tempered people or spend time with those who have bad tempers. If you do, you will be like them. Then you will be in real danger. Don't promise to pay what someone else owes, and don't guarantee anyone's loan. If you cannot pay the loan, your own bed may be taken right out from under you. Don't move an old stone that marks a border, because those stones were set up by your ancestors. Do you see people skilled in their work? They will work for kings, not for ordinary people. Nehemiah chapter 11. The leaders of Israel lived in Jerusalem, but the rest of the people threw lots to choose one person out of every 10 to come and live in Jerusalem, the holy city. The other 9 could stay in their own cities. The people blessed those who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. These are the area leaders who lived in Jerusalem. Some people lived on their own land in the cities of Judah. These included Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants. Others from the families of Judah and Benjamin lived in Jerusalem. These are the descendants of Judah who moved into Jerusalem. There was Athaiah, son of Uzziah. Uzziah was the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah. Amariah was the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel. Mahalalel was a descendant of Perez. There was also Maaseiah, son of Baruch. Baruch was the son of Kalhoza, the son of Haziah. Haziah was the son of Adiah, the son of Jorib. Jorib was the son of Zechariah, a descendant of Shelah. All the descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem totaled 468 men. They were soldiers. These are descendants of Benjamin who moved into Jerusalem. There was Salu, son of Meshulam. Meshulam was the son of Joed, the son of Padiah. Padiah was the son of Kaliah, the son of Maaseiah. Maaseiah was the son of Ithiel, the son of Jeshiah. Following him were Gabai and Salai for a total of 928 men. Joel, son of Zichri, was appointed over them, and Judah, son of Hasunah, was second in charge of the new area of the city. These are the priests who moved into Jerusalem. There was Jediah, son of Joiarib, Jachin, and Sariah, son of Hilkiah, the supervisor of the temple. Hilkiah was the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok. Zadok was the son of Meroth, the son of Ahitub. And there were others with them who did the work for the temple. Altogether there were 822 men. Also there was Adiah, son of Jeroham. Jeroham was the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi. Amzi was the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur. Pashur was the son of Malchijah, and there were family heads with him. Altogether there were 242 men. Also there was Amashai, son of Azarel. Azarel was the son of Azai, the son of Meshilamoth. Meshilamoth was the son of Emer. And there were brave men with Amashai. Altogether there were 128 men. Zabdiel, son of Haggadolam, was appointed over them. These are the Levites who moved into Jerusalem. There was Shemaiah, son of Hashub. Hashub was the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah. Hashabiah was the son of Buni. And there was Shabbathai and Jozabad, two of the leaders of the Levites, who were in charge of the work outside the temple. There was Mattaniah, son of Micah. Micah was the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph. Mattaniah was the director who led the people in thanksgiving and prayer. There was Bakbukiah, who was second in charge over his fellow Levites. And there was Abda, son of Shammua. Shammua was the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. Altogether, 284 Levites lived in the holy city of Jerusalem. The gatekeepers who moved into Jerusalem were Akub, Talmon, and others with them. There was a total of 172 men who guarded the city gates. The other Israelites, priests, and Levites lived on their own land in all the cities of Judah. The temple servants lived on the hill of Ophel, and Zihah and Gishpa were in charge of them. Uzzi, son of Bani, was appointed over the Levites in Jerusalem. Bani was the son of Hoshabiah, the son of Mattaniah. Mattaniah was the son of Micah. Uzzi was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the singers responsible for the service of the temple. The singers were under the king's orders, which regulated them day by day. Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, was the king's spokesman. Meshezabel was a descendant of Zerah, the son of Judah. Some of the people of Judah lived in villages with their surrounding fields. They lived in Kiriath Arba and its surroundings, in Dibon and its surroundings, in Jekabzeel and its surroundings, in Jeshua, Moladah, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, Beersheba and its surroundings, in Ziklag and Mekinah and its surroundings, and in Rimon, Zora, Zarmath, Zanoah, Adullam, and their villages in Lachish and the fields around it, and in Azekah and its surroundings. So they settled from Beersheba all the way to the valley of Hinnom. The descendants of the Benjamites from Geba lived in Michmash, Aijah, Bethel, and its surroundings, in Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboam, Nabalat, Lod, Ono, and in the valley of the craftsmen. Some groups of the Levites from Judah settled in the land of Benjamin. Nehemiah chapter 12. These are the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and with Jeshua. There were Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Merimoth, Edo, Ginnathon, Abijah, Majamin, Moadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Jorib, Jediah, Salu, Amot, Hilkiah, and Jediah. They were the leaders of the priests and their relatives in the days of Jeshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Benui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah. Mattaniah and his relatives were in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Bakbukiah and Uni, their relatives, stood across from them in the services. Jeshua was the father of Joachim. Joachim was the father of Eliashib. Eliashib was the father of Joada. Joada was the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan was the father of Jadua. In the days of Joachim, these priests were the leaders of the family of priests. Mariah from Sariah's family, Hananiah from Jeremiah's family, Meshulam from Ezra's family, Jehohanan from Amariah's family, Jonathan from Maluk's family, Joseph from Shechaniah's family, Adna from Harim's family, Helkai from Merimoth's family, Zechariah from Edo's family, Meshulam from Ginnathon's family, Zikri from Abijah's family, Piltai from Maaman's family, and Moadiah's families, Shemua from Bilgah's family, Jehonathan from Shemaiah's family, Mattani from Joirib's family, Uzi from Jediah's family, Kalai from Salu's family, Eber from Amok's family, Hashabiah from Hilkiah's family, and Nethanel from Jediah's family. The leaders of the families of the Levites and the priests were written down in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jaddua, while Darius the Persian was king. The family leaders among the Levites were written down in the history book, but only up to the time of Johanan, son of Eliashib. The leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, and their relatives. Their relatives stood across from them and gave praise and thanksgiving to God. One group answered the other group as David, the man of God, had commanded. These were the gatekeepers who guarded the storerooms next to the gates: Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub. They served in the days of Joiakim, son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak. They also served in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and Ezra, the priest and teacher. When the wall of Jerusalem was offered as a gift to God, they asked the Levites to come from wherever they lived to Jerusalem to celebrate with joy the gift of the wall. They were to celebrate with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. They also brought together singers from all around Jerusalem, from the Netophathite villages, from Beth Gilgal, and from the areas of Geba and Azmaveth. The singers had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem. The priests and Levites made themselves pure, and they also made the people, the gates, and the wall of Jerusalem pure. I had the leaders of Judah go up on top of the wall, and I appointed two large choruses to give thanks. One chorus went to the right on top of the wall toward the trash gate. Behind them went Hashaiah and half the leaders of Judah: Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, and Jeremiah also went. Some priests with trumpets also went, along with Zechariah, son of Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah. Mattaniah was the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachor. Zachor was the son of Asaph. Zechariah's relatives also went. They were Shemaiah, Azarel, Melalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani. These men played the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra the teacher walked in front of them. They went from the fountain gate straight up the steps to the highest part of the wall by the older part of the city. They went on above the house of David to the water gate on the east. The second chorus went to the left, while I followed them on top of the wall with half the people. We went from the tower of the ovens to the broad wall over the gate of Ephraim to the old gate and the fish gate, to the tower of Hananel and the tower of the hundred. We went as far as the sheep gate and stopped at the gate of the guard. The two choruses took their places at the temple. Half of the leaders and I did also. These priests were there with their trumpets: Eliakim, Messiah, Menamin, Micaiah, Eleonai, Zechariah, and Hananiah. These people were also there: Messiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzi, Jehohanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Ezer. The choruses sang, led by Jezahiah. The people offered many sacrifices that day and were happy because God had given them great joy. The women and children were happy. The sound of happiness in Jerusalem could be heard far away. At that time, the leaders appointed men to be in charge of the storerooms. These rooms were for the gifts, the first fruits, and the 10% that the people brought. The teaching said they should bring a share for the priests and Levites from the fields around the towns. The people of Judah were happy to do this for the priests and Levites who served. They performed the service of their God in making things pure. The singers and gatekeepers also did their jobs as David had commanded his son Solomon. Earlier in the time of David and Asaph, there was a leader of the singers and of the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. So it was in the days of Zerubbabel and Nehemiah. All the people of Israel gave something to the singers and gatekeepers, and they also set aside part for the Levites. Then the Levites set aside part for the descendants of Aaron. Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read the book of Moses to the people, and they found that it said, "No Ammonite or Moabite should ever be allowed in the meeting to worship." The Ammonites and Moabites had not welcomed the Israelites with food and water. Instead, they had hired Balaam to put a curse on Israel, but our God turned the curse into a blessing. When the people heard this teaching, they separated all foreigners from Israel. Before that happened, Eliashib the priest, who was in charge of the temple storerooms, was friendly with Tobiah. Eliashib let Tobiah use one of the large storerooms. Earlier, it had been used for grain offerings, incense, the utensils, and the tenth offerings of grain, new wine, and olive oil that belonged to the Levites, singers, and gatekeepers. It had also been used for gifts for the priests. I was not in Jerusalem when this happened. I had gone back to Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, in the 32nd year he was king. Finally, I asked the king to let me leave. When I returned to Jerusalem, I found out the evil Eliashib had done by letting Tobiah have a room in the temple courtyard. I was very upset at this, so I threw all of Tobiah's goods out of the room. I ordered the rooms to be purified, and I brought back the utensils for God's temple, the grain offerings, and the incense. Then I found out the people were not giving the Levites their shares, so the Levites and singers who served had gone back to their own farms. I argued with the officers, saying, "Why haven't you taken care of the temple?" Then I gathered the Levites and singers and put them back at their places. All the people of Judah then brought to the storerooms a tenth of their crops, new wine, and olive oil. I put these men in charge of the storerooms: Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the teacher, and Pedaiah a Levite. I made Hanan, son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, their helper. Everyone knew they were honest men. They gave out the portions that went to their relatives. Remember me, my God, for this. Do not ignore my love for the temple and its service. In those days, I saw people in Judah working in the wine presses on the Sabbath day. They were bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys, and they were bringing loads of wine, grapes, and figs into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. So I warned them about selling food on that day. People from the city of Tyre who were living in Jerusalem brought in fish and other things and sold them there on the Sabbath day to the people of Judah. I argued with the important men of Judah and said to them, "What is this evil thing you are doing? You are ruining the Sabbath day. This is just what your ancestors did, so our God did terrible things to us in this city. Now you are making him even more angry at Israel by ruining the Sabbath day." So I ordered that the doors be shut at sunset before the Sabbath and not be opened until the Sabbath was over. I put my servants at the gates so no load could come in on the Sabbath. Once or twice, traders and sellers of all kinds of goods spent the night outside Jerusalem. So I warned them, "Why are you spending the night by the wall? If you do it again, I will force you away." After that, they did not come back on the Sabbath. Then I ordered the Levites to purify themselves and to guard the city gates to make sure the Sabbath remained holy. Remember me, my God, for this. Have mercy on me because of your great love. In those days I saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Half their children were speaking the language of Ashdod or some other place, and they couldn't speak the language of Judah. I argued with these people, put curses on them, hit some of them, and pulled out their hair. I forced them to make a promise to God, saying, "Do not let your daughters marry the sons of foreigners, and do not take the daughters of foreigners as wives for your sons or yourselves. Foreign women make King Solomon of Israel sin. There was never a king like him in any of the nations. God loved Solomon and made him king over all Israel, but foreign women made him sin. And now you are not obedient when you do this evil thing. You are unfaithful to our God when you marry foreign wives." Joiada was the son of Eliashib the high priest. One of Joiada's sons married a daughter of the Sanballat the Horonite, so I sent him away from me. Remember them, my God, because they made the priesthood unclean and the agreement of the priests and Levites unclean. So I purified them of everything that was foreign. I appointed duties for the priests and Levites, giving each man his own job. I also made sure wood was brought for the altar at regular times and that the first fruits were brought. Remember me, my God. Be kind to me.
the book of 2 Thessalonians.
My name is Paul. There were some misunderstandings in my first letter to the Thessalonians, and I need to correct those misunderstandings and misapprehensions. I want the Thessalonians to continue in their faith, to endure their persecutions, but to be considerate of their families and businesses.
Chapter 1.
From Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church at Thessalonica, united with God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Goodwill and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ are yours. We always have to thank God for you, brothers and sisters. It's right to do this because your faith is showing remarkable growth and your love for each other is increasing. That's why we brag in God's churches about your endurance and faith and all the persecutions and suffering you're experiencing. Your suffering proves that God's judgment is right and that you are considered worthy of His kingdom. Certainly it is right for God to give suffering to those who cause you to suffer. It is also right for God to give all of us relief from our suffering. He will do this when the Lord Jesus is revealed, coming from heaven with His mighty angels and a blazing fire. He will take revenge on those who refuse to acknowledge God and on those who refuse to respond to the good news about our Lord Jesus. They will pay the penalty by being destroyed forever, by being separated from the Lord's presence and from His glorious power. This will happen on that day when He comes to be honored among all His holy people and admired by all who have believed in Him. This includes you because you believe the testimony we gave you. With this in mind, we always pray that our God will make you worthy of His call. We also pray that through His power, He will help you accomplish every good desire and help you do everything your faith produces. That way the name of our Lord Jesus will be honored among you. Then because of the goodwill of Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, you will be honored by Him.